here. So Calvinism, you don't say you don't follow John Calvin. Augustine and John Calvin taught Calvinism. I just showed you in God's word. It's not anywhere. 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says, you have the hope of the gospel. If, do you know how that verse finishes? It's a famous gospel verse. Do you know how that finishes, Pastor?
Finish it for me, please.
If you continue in the faith, lest you believed in vain. Sounds like you got to continue. And the arrogance of the evangelicals, and I do get righteously angry, not physical, righteous. The arrogance of you to tell people, oh, you believe you're going to heaven no matter what. Are any of you guys prophets?
No, we didn't say
that. You just said you can't lose your salvation.
We didn't say that.
I got you on video. You can't lose your salvation. Any of you guys prophets? Do you know if he's going to continue in the faith?
No, but
do you know if he's
God
a true believer?
The good work, then I think he's going
do you know
to,
if he's
I
a
know
true believer?
He's faithful to complete the good work that it began in him.
Can we turn away? I just proved you we can't. God's faithful. What if he's faithful and his wife's not?
No, God is faithful.
What if he's faithful and his wife's not?
God is so faithful.
Will the covenant be broken? So you think God's going to save people in sin? You think God's going to save people in sin? Homosexuals. Can they be a practicing homosexual and go to heaven?
No, practicing not.
How about a liar? How about somebody that practices false traditions like you guys?
Well, I wouldn't call Christmas a false tradition.
Really? What Bible verse tells us to celebrate Christmas? Where did Paul do it?
Doesn't need to have a positive for that.
Really? So we can go outside. You know what they have, brother? They're practicing autonomy. You want to explain that?
What is autonomy, Pastor?
Autonomy is being... You are. That's the. You
you're
know, that's
doing
the big
your own
lie.
Thing outside
that's
of God's word.
That's the
word.
Big lie that happens
okay,
in our
so
culture.
If you go outside
you're
of
practicing
God's
it.
Word, are you yeah. adding to God's word and doing your own works instead of what God ordained?
You are. Christmas is no word ordained.
Do you believe in truth?
Amen.
So if it's not of the truth, what is it?
God's word is truth.
Well, if it's not of the truth, what
it's not
is
in there.
It?
It's a lie.
Thank
so
you.
So if you're practicing something that's not of God's word, are you practicing lies?
See,
if you're not, it's not of the truth.
He doesn't even have to answer that. It's so given. Hey, let me go here.
Does
you know what's coming in spring?
Use a phone? Like
for God's glory. Can you discern
well,
spiritual things? I didn't add my cell phone to the worship of God. You added Christmas to the worship of God. You know what's coming in spring?
Worship
Easter.
Of God is everything we do.
Easter. Of course it is. And go, you want my phone? Go look and see. I don't use any porn or anything.
No, I don't need to look at your phone.
It's for the gospel. Let's go to spring. Easter's coming. You know what this false teacher is going to teach you guys? Jesus died on Friday and rose on Sunday. Jesus said he'd be in the grave 3 days, three nights. He's not a liar, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale. Or excuse me, fish, not a whale. Can you get 3 days and three nights, Pastor, from Friday night to Sunday morning?
It's part of Friday, it's part of Saturday, it's part of Sunday. That's where the three comes from.
Where's the three nights? Friday night, Saturday night.
He rose on Sunday.
Where's the night? Where's Sunday night? He rose in the morning, according to you. He didn't. Jesus died on Wednesday before the high Sabbath, which was a Thursday.
Okay,
he rises on Saturday. See, it's another lie you're teaching. We love you enough to tell you the truth. And one lie in Revelation 22, 14 and 15 is going to put you out of the kingdom of God. One lie. Go read it. Who loveth, whoever loveth, and maketh a lie. You guys are practicing a ton of lies. That's why we're out here. We were just at the farmer's market. I just preached outside a... Palestinian protest. My brother was outside another church this morning. We just preached down at the UTC Mall. So we don't just come after churches, but it's part of what we do because you're deceiving people. You have no biblical answers. You're adding to God's word and you're taking away. Quick, what does the Bible say that's going to happen to you?
I'm sorry. Every time we try to respond, you interrupt and then keep talking.
You know why?
You're saying you
we
have
asked
no
him questions he couldn't
again.
Answer. Yep.
No,
you know why? How long you been a Christian?
Stop and let me talk.
How long you been a Christian?
Stop and let me talk.
How long you been a Christian?
See, you won't.
How long you been a Christian?
You won't let us respond.
You've been a Christian for, he's probably
us,
been a Christian for years of,
no
as
answers.
A pastor. If he doesn't have the truth today, we don't need to listen to you. You need to listen to
you're
some truth.
We have no answers. That's
he
not
did,
true.
We already
we
proved he
answer.
Didn't have any answers. We already proved. We don't need to hear your blather. What you need to do, if you're not a hearer of God's truth to go test yourself, you need to walk away right now. Because we're not going to give you the ground to sit there and make excuses for pagan holidays, feminization, emotional music, false gospels, lies that you teach.
Can I ask you about the feminization? What do you mean by that?
Well, we can see you don't teach women to cover their bodies and cover their heads like Calvin actually did. He had one thing right. There you go. You're feminized.
I see.
Right? You're feminized. So if you want to listen, we'll expound a lot of truth to you. If you want to try to convince us how you're right, we see the fruit of your place. You see the fruit.
Didn't answer your questions with
no, you didn't try to answer. So you answer
the
question. Where's Sunday night? Friday, Saturday. Where's Sunday night?
Every single time that you've asked something.
Friday, Saturday,
again,
Sunday.
Again, I
3 days, 3 nights.
I'm sorry. With
I'll give you a chance to answer.
Speak,
3 days and 3 nights.
when somebody won't let me speak.
Where's 3 days and three nights?
Again, every single time. So, this is
so where's 3 days and three nights?
It's not Christian behavior.
Where, really? Like Jesus cut in on the Pharisees and didn't give them any ground, and he turned them away. You guys are Pharisees. We're not to honor you. We're not to honor you. We're not to respect you. We're not to honor and respect you. You're getting real close to a rebuke, and I don't want to talk to you anymore. But I'm willing to pour more truth if you listen. You're real close to a rebuke. Maybe you'll answer. 3 days, three nights. Where's the three nights from Friday to Sunday?
Yeah, the three nights. I mean, I've thought about that, you know. Does that mean he died on Friday? He could have died the day before? Or?
He's a liar if he isn't in the grave 3 days and three nights, and he can't be our Messiah. You need to go much deeper than what this false teacher is teaching you. You guys are all just following the traditions of men, and Jesus says it voids your worship of God. I got all kinds of articles on that at don'tperish.com. Go look it up under the teaching blog. Go look it up. Go look it up and study and go deep. He didn't even know the gospel. First of all, I'm just chipping away at your lies. He didn't even know the gospel. You need to go back to the gospel. You guys haven't even repented. Repentance means come out of the world, come out of the fashion, come out of the cultural holidays. Why would I go deeper with you in the theology of head covering and Good Friday when you don't even have the gospel right? Go get the gospel right. Get the gospel right.
This question, so
are you willing to repent? Are you willing to repent of a holiday that you say is not in the Bible? Are you willing to repent and stop it and say, you came out and you lied. You said this is not a Christmas service. Honey, when you looked up on the internet, what was this called?
You asked me if it was a candlelight service.
It's a candlelight. Yeah. Do you guys celebrate Christmas in any way at your church?
Yes, because it's...
When I showed up, he said they didn't. How long do we go with liars, brother? I got it on video. I got it on video.
Twisting my
words. Not twisting your words. It's all on video. It's going to be on the testing of you.
This is how about truth and lies.
Yep.
Doing it alive. We're not talking about
he wasn't born on December 25th. God didn't ordain it. It's Roman Catholic. You're doing it in unison with the Pope. Wait, we're not going to have two conversations. We're not going to have two conversations.
Are we allowed to use iPhones? Are we allowed to use this?
You can't spiritually discern. The Bible doesn't say wear eyeglasses. Those aren't sinful. It helps your vision. We're talking about spiritual things, sir. Are you spiritually discerning?
Yes.
Are you born of God? I have a van. Does the Bible tell me to drive around in a van? Spiritually discerned. Did I add the van to my worship of God?
That's,
no.
That's what I'm doing.
You're adding Christmas to the worship of God.
How are we doing that?
Because you're saying you're
hey, brother. Brother, my eyes aren't good. I'm an old man. Could you read that for me? What does that say on their website?
Christmas candlelight service. Christmas. Exactly right. So you just said you didn't. Right.
Sister, could you read that? Does it say Christmas candlelight service?
You just said it's not Christmas.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, sister, on there.
It is.
How do we go on with liars? We don't. Will you repent of that lie?
We know when Jesus was born.
Will you repent of that lie?
All we're here to do is to worship Christ in lies.
You can't worship God in lies. We're only going to have one conversation. You can't worship... Brother, can you worship God in lies?
No, God is a spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Where is it in lies and false ways?
And he already lied about Christmas. We know that it's not December 25th. Here, God never ordained it. He killed two priests. He killed two priests in Leviticus 10 for bringing strange fire. This is strange fire. Jesus said, howbeit in vain you worship me, Mark 7, 6 through 9. Get your phone out. You keep man-made traditions. That was godly, holy people that had hypocrisy, the Pharisees. But they had everything else in God's order right. Jesus rebukes them. He would come and flip your tables over. And guess what he's coming to do? 2 Thessalonians 7, 8, and 9. He's coming in flaming fire to destroy you and burn you up because you don't know God and you don't obey the gospel. That's what he's coming to do. And we're out to call you out so you'll repent and save your soul because you're on your way to the flame of hell.
Can I say something, brother?
Of course, brother.
The traditions that Christ told the Pharisees voided their worship of God. What was it?
They turned man-made.
The washing of pots in cups.
Young man, you need a gospel card.
Okay. Yeah,
I would love one.
Test what yourself. Come in, stick and talk if you want to talk. You know the gospel. Come over here.
Why would they wash?
They told people in order to serve God, or they added to the worship of God and the doctrines and commandments of men they were teaching were the washing of pots and cups.
Yeah, washing of pots and cups. Check out that gospel, young man. Email me. Check out that gospel. Washing of pots and cups. Woohoo! You guys would be flamed down, burned down.
You are adding it.
You're adding it. You've added it to God's word. Go read Revelation. The plagues will be added on you.
Hold on, I have a point. Just hear me out, please. So, like, you know, if they say if you don't wash the pots and cups in a certain way, and you're single.
No, they added it completely. They told people when you come in the temple, they would tell.
Along with all the extra.
Yeah, they would tell the low end people that came in, like the homeless guys. Imagine, ready? Imagine I minister to homeless people every day. Imagine if I invited a homeless man to come sit with me and I said, brother, get a pot and pan. Tell this guy he's got to wash up before we can eat with him. Jesus would look at us if he was here and say, I did not command that. That man can eat with dirty hands. It's not what goes in that defiles you. It's what comes out. Yeah. And what's going to come out of you guys? Lies, pagan holidays, false worship.
They were using that as like a strict rule to emphasize themselves.
It was a practice that Jesus said it makes your worship in vain. You guys are worshiping God in vain. Well, you have a false gospel. You know why your gospel is false? It has not called you out of the world. I pretty much can say if we lined up a bunch of your people, Netflix, NFL, cheerleading, youth sports, pride and vanity, working out. I used to be a bodybuilder. I know all about this. Pride and vanity pretty much would line your people. And if you preach differently, you wouldn't even need a band shell to put this on. You could probably do it in the back seat of your Impala car. Because people would run, and you know it's true. The churches are only filled up with people because you're doing what Apostle Paul said. What am I doing, brother?
You're scratching their itchy ears with lies.
I think you're making a lot of assumptions.
Yeah, we are.
Really? Yeah, well, wait. Look at the testing. No. We already got your pastor lying. He didn't know the gospel. We already got you keeping pagan holidays. I think we're done here. We'll let you guys get back to your pagan practices. We're going to just stand here. Not many people, so we don't want to miss anybody who comes by. Brother, this young guy wants to talk about the gospel. We'll talk to him. You guys need to repent or you're going to burn. Young man, we are ready. We want to talk.